this is something that happened for you in Vietnam?
In 1971, I was a young second lieutenant in charge of armored personnel carriers, the 1st to the 5th Mechanized Infantry, in near a place called Quang Tri, Vietnam. And our job was to do these recon patrols near the North Vietnam border. And I don't know if you're familiar with the history of the war, but at one time before the Americans were there, the French were there.
Sure.
And we had set up a nighttime perimeter in a place that turned out not only to be a cemetery, but also had been the spot of a massacre of a large number of French troops. And at nighttime, what we would do, we would set up in a circle of these armored personnel carriers, and we would put out what were called trip flares in front of our vehicles at 100, 75, and 50 yards out front. They were just like a road flare that you would see at an accident, but they had a wire connected to them, and if anyone would try to sneak up on you, hopefully they would hit this wire and it would set the flare off and illuminate the area and alert us to that fact. One early morning, 1-2 o'clock in the morning, we heard noises out on in front of us, like the movement of troops, large numbers of troops. And shortly thereafter, our 100-yard flares started to go off, and we responded with a large amount of machine gun fire from our armored personnel carriers and our personal weapons, and which would normally, you know, stop anything that was coming towards us. You can't imagine the amount of firepower that a platoon of armored personnel carriers can put out. And but there was no return fire. The funny thing was there was no return fire. And soon our 75-yard flares were going off, and we doubled our efforts. And next our 50-yard flares went off, and by this time everyone is, you know, in a high state of agitation, and we started throwing fragmentation grenades. And this is something that has lived with me for 30 years now, and I've never told this story to anyone. And
before you go any further, let me ask you: could you when you were what were you throwing the fragmentation grenades at? Just in the direction of
the general direction of the flares going off and the sounds. You could still hear the what we thought were North Vietnamese or
right. But you're not seeing any NVA.
At this point, we haven't seen anything.
You're not even seeing anything silhouetted against the flash. I mean, you get that flash of the flare,
the tracers,
but you're not
the tracers going out from the 50 cal and the
right.
And the 7.62 machine guns on top of the APCs.
Is anybody returning fire?
No tracers. No. They very interesting thing was that the North Vietnamese, their tracers were green as opposed to our red tracers. And nothing was coming in towards us. Well, when they hit the 50-yard flares, and we did start to see something soon after that, these ethereal, these transparent beings coming towards us. And they got right up to the front of the armored personnel carriers, and they disappeared. And we just basically stopped firing and looked at each other and, like, what are we supposed to do now? Everyone was looking at me, what are we supposed to do? And my first sergeant came over to me, a very wise older gentleman that had been in the Army for many years, and he said, "Lieutenant, what was that?" I said, "Pop, I have no idea." And we were supposed to keep a log, and he said, "What do you want us to? What do you want me to put in the log?" And I said, "What do you want to put in the log?" Yeah, yeah. And he
"You
said,
first."
Unknown contact, did not return fire, and that's the way it stood for 30 years. The men in that platoon and I, the ones that are still alive today, we live with that. I have had my own thoughts on it, that they were North Vietnamese troops that were killed that night in that massacre of the French. But I don't know. But it was something that we all saw. It was a life-changing event for us all, and it's something we'll never forget.
Thank you for honoring us both with your service then and with your candor in talking about it now, all these years later, however reluctant, and for setting the model of what can still be out there on our special dedicated line to bizarre experiences during the Vietnam War.